So I just want to explain a little bit of the what we discussed, the ang of Todi, and then going through what makes Gujari Gujari, you know, the phrases. Because like I said, rag is not scale. What we did is just scale practice in Gujari. But that doesn't tell you, you know, what if rag is not scale, what is rag? I'm just curious, you know, because if anyone here has some idea.
Is it the mood that's in the rag itself, not just scale?
Correct.
Correct.
Some ornamentations, you know, makes rag. Correct. It's one aspect. And if you're moving within the sur, that movement, we can call it melody, you know. So one way you can describe rag is melody. It's not just ascending, descending. It's not just sargam. It's a melody. That melody has combinations of sargam, making different, you know, lakshan, you know, the characteristics, the phrases, and also alankar, you know, how to use a specific note. What's the lagao? How do you strike a note, you know? So this is what creates rag, I would say. Think of it more as melody. Yeah, exactly. Rag is divine, you know, and we just get a taste of the ras of rag through the melody of rag. Yes, so todi ang basically is just simple, very simple. I'll just give you the essence of the todi ang. Sa re ga. Re ga re sa. This is very simple todi ang. Sa re ga re ga re sa. Yeah, so re and ga, you see re and ga, dove sur jude ne. I'm not singing sa re ga. I'm not cutting the sound. Nad joins the two sur. In todi, re and ga are joined. So sa re ga ga. Immediately, todi becomes, you know, standing in front of you. Just how you sing re ga re sa. This is the core ang of todi.
Does it matter which way it is? Sa re ga, is it sa re ga?
Can be, but not always.
Oh.
Yeah. So sa re ga. Ga re ga re sa. You know, this the way the re and ga, if I sing sa re ga sa, rag us ode vich rag hai nahi. This is khali sargam. And second thing you'll notice is the timing. Kis sur de utte jyada time dena? You know, it's a very huge topic, subject. If you do vichar on, you know, rag kis tarah, you know, gaya janda. Assi rag nu bula rahe hain. How to call that rag, you know. These are so many aspects, you know, which makes it. Which brings the rust of the rag to you.
Would you call that meend then?
Yeah, meend. This is meend. Joining.
Start away.
Both are joined.
Okay.
mean goes up and down between both. Re to ga, ga to re also.
No,
andolan is different.
Okay.
Andolan is different, yeah. Andolan is wavy on one sur only. Andolan, you don't need two sur. So some rags like Darbari or some like Pairo, you know, you have andolan on some sur, but not in todi. So listen again. This is just the todi ang, you know, and then you try and sing same, you know. And listen to everything. Try and listen to how the surah being joined. Listen to the pause. Listen to the timing. Which sur has what timing. And you try and just reproduce, you know. That's it. Sa re ga re. Yeah, just sing sa re ga, yeah? Sa re ga. Good, again.
Sa re ga.
Good, listen.
Re ga.
First part again.
Sa re ga.
Second.
Re ga re sa.
Good. Listen one time, the whole thing together, and then try.
Sa. Re ga re sa sa re ga re ga re sa.
Very good. Very nice. So, just one thing, I heard a little bit, the ga, especially sa re ga, when you sing sa re ga, try and get the flavor of the ga. You know, people discuss shruti, the concept of microtones, you know, shruti. And, you know, my Guruji never goes into this. Which shruti, you know, where is the shruti, how many shrutis are there, you know? Because these people will argue, scholars, that's the work of, you know, scholars who study the Shastra and you know. But this vidya is for doing. Oda amal karna chahida. And so when you listen and you hear, you try to recreate that. What is the swad of this Gandhar in Todi? And what used to speak about it, just to listen and try to get that, you know?
Sa re ga. Sa re ga. Re.
Again, from beginning, the whole phrase. Very nice. So this is like most important aspect of Todi. One other one you can say like the gadi gadi sa the gadi. Correct. So this is the Todi Ang, you know. Re ga re sa. As much as you do this, sa re ga sa. This much more Todi you'll feel blossoming, you know. It's the core aspect of Todi. And you'll find this in all forms of all the varieties of Todi, you know, Gujari Todi, Bilaskhani Todi, many different types of Todis, Bahadri Todi. You'll find this re ga re sa always comes again and again.
So technically, could you, like, if you would start singing, if someone starts singing, you wouldn't know until, let's say, the pa is Varjit or something. If they started with those two phrases. You wouldn't know what Todi they would do, right?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, it might be it is still doing some weird Todi.
I think so. There's like some people call Desi as a Desi Todi, you know, and it's because Re Ga Re Sa happens a lot in Desi, and Desi there's no Komal Re. So Desi Todi sa re ga re sa re ga re sa re ni sa re pa ga re ga re sa re ni sa. This is Desi Todi. It's considered, you know, family of Todi because of the re ga re sa. So Todi ang is still there, you know, but Komal Re becomes Shudh Re. So, what about Gujari Todi? Gujari Todi, one thing changes is the what we call the Raftar or the Gati of the Rag, the speed of the movement of the Rag. Speed means how fast you move between the Sur. Todi is a very, like, every rag has a leh, you know? It's not like a 1-2, 1-2 leh. It's a leh of, like, your breath, you know? A very subtle leh, which you can't grab onto, but still is there. Has a speed, you know? So the leh of Todi is considered vilambit, the gati of it. The movement is slow, like I sang, you know? Gujari is a little bit more chanchal. It's a little bit more faster movements. So if I sing like I just did, sa re ga re ga re sa, this is like Todi leh. Gujari moves faster. Sa re ga re ga re sa dha ma sa re ga re sa sa re ga dha re ga re sa todi sa re ga ma re ga re sa. So this is one defining feature which distinguishes Gujari apart from the Varjit Pancham: the gati of the rag. Lay of Gujari is, you know, thoda ja fast hai ga.
So would you like say in that club, Singha, Gauri, those are the more Vilambit gati kind of rags, more grandiose?
Yes, Sri, I would consider. Sri Rag, I would consider, yeah. Gauri, not necessarily. But Sri is like that. Another Rag, like Purvi, you know, Gauri, Purvi comes. So that's one variety of Gauri, which will be slow, you know. Then some Kannada varieties are, you know, Vilambit. So rag has this, you know, some.
And then the opposite end of that scale would be asa, vilavan.
Yeah, asa is a faster moving rag. Gujari is a faster moving rag. Bilaval.
Gujari is in the asa category.
In terms of, just in terms of gati, the speed, you know, the movement of the rag, the speed is faster, and it's all relative.
Yeah.
You can't. I wouldn't say, you know, same le, exactly same, but. I'm more interested in how Gujari is faster than Todi, because it should be relative. You don't wanna, if you're in Gujari, you don't have to worry about going into Asa. Sur alag hunde ni. You have to worry about not going to Todi, the Shuddha Todi, you know. Gujari, one thing is the lay is faster. Then another defining feature which people consider Gujari a little bit different to the Shuddha Todi is a little bit more emphasis on re. Todi, a little bit more ga. Relative. Again, it's relative. So Todi has a little bit more ga in terms of time-wise. You spend a little bit more time on the ga. In Gujari, a little bit more on re.
We're talking fractional amounts, right?
Yeah, I mean...
In real terms.
Yeah, but it's there. It should be noticeable, you know?
This one might be different in Todi.
I don't know. I don't know. I never learned rag with Vadi Samvadi. So you ask me Vadi Samvadi of rags, I'll struggle to tell. Yeah.
So interesting though, like, because up until now we've been learning rags in a formulaic way, I'd say. By some point, like, okay, what's the personality of the rag like? Not its outwards Instagram persona. What's it really like on the inside? You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, yeah. It's my, you know, I'm just being honest, I really don't know what is Gujari, Vadi Samvadi.
And do people follow the, like, if you look at your Brahmatsu, would you say they follow the speed, like you mentioned, the faster and slightly slower? Or do people generally follow that?
Yeah, one thing is speed of bandish. If you're going to sing a bandish, the taal has its own leh.
Yeah.
But rag, you know, jadon assi rag nu alapde ha, you know, we sing alap. That's the speed I'm talking about. Bandish can be vilambit bandish, can be madhyalaya bandish, can be drut bandish. But when you're just singing rag on its own, that tempo is what I'm considering. Because you can have drut bandish in todi. You can. Even though the gati of the rag is slow, you know. So, it becomes, you know, how do you bring about the sense of slowness within a fast bandish? How do you bring about a sense of faster movement within a vilambit Gujari bandish, you know? And it's movement of between the sur. So we'll do some phrases and I think it will become a little bit clearer. I'll try and give you some of the core phrases of Gujari. Hopefully it will become a little bit more clear. Anji.
So you talk about gati. So is that like your Ustama told you this is the gati, or was this a systematic approach to a rag being at this gati?
Yeah, no, it's not systematic. It's what it's like what you hear from your Ustad, you know? Gujri sung like this, you know, this speed. Yeah. It's not 100 beats per minute between, you know, there's no counting of it like that. Yeah.
What was the prakar of Gurdi that Guru Sahib sang?
So in Gurbani, there's two main mentions. One is Gujri and one is just Todi. So I think we don't know for sure, but Todi, just written Todi, so it means probably Shuddha Todi, you know.
In terms of, do we have any compositions of Todi that date back to Guru Sahib's time? Or the Umarar or the Rag?
Yeah.
You can see the Prakar there is a bit different to Lamiyaki and whatever else.
Correct, correct.
Is there something similar in Todi or Gujri? Or?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the old compositions, it's very hard to say which one goes back to Gurukal, because I've heard many compositions which people say, Purani Bandish hai, bahut Puratan Reet hai, you know. Many compositions, I can show you many compositions, people say, it's a Purani Reet, you know. It's just borrowed from Shastri Sangeet, you know. Patiala Gharana Di Bandish hai, Udyate Gurbani Laake Gaye. Sa sundar badan, sa sundar badan, de Shiva bar. That's it. Aajkal inu purani bandish mande ne. ਹੋਂ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਉਂ ਗੁਰ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਹੋਂ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਉਂ ਗੁਰ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਹੂੰ ਤੋ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਉਂ ਮਿਲਨ ਗੁਸੈਆ ਹੂੰ ਤੋ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਉਂ ਮਿਲਨ ਗੁਸੈਆ ਹੂੰ ਤੋ ਵਾਰ ਜੈਪੁਰ ਦੀ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਹੈ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਕਾਲ ਦੀ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਇਨਲੈਸ ਯੂ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਸਟੱਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸੋਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਟ੍ਰੇਸ ਹਾਊ ਆਰ ਵੀ ਸਪੋਸ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਏਜ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਓਰੀਜਿਨਲ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਾਲ ਇਟਸ ਇੰਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਇਟਸ ਜਸਟ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਅਪ ਇੰਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੰਡਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਈਅਰਸ ਯੂ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਰਾਗੀਜ਼ ਰਬਾਬੀਜ਼ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ adding their own contributions, you know. Some Ragi Singh became disciple of Patiala Gharana, so they started singing these compositions, you know. Some Rababis were disciple of Talwandi Gharana, so they started singing Gurbani on Talwandi Gharana compositions. And then many Ragis, Rababis composed their own compositions for old Shabbats, you know. How many original compositions from Gurukal? I don't know.
We could say Paravdas Singh is probably the closest to that.
You could, but then the Namtaris will say, well, we learn of Rababis. Rababis goes back to Gurukal times, so we have, you know, all compositions. You know, and Baba Jwala Singh composed many compositions of his own. Many, many compositions of his own. So a lot of the compositions that they sing are from Baba Jwala Ji's compositions or Baba Rangi Ram, one of the Jiru Ustad Sigar, you know. One of the Bandishan Vi Hagia. You know. Maybe if I'm not doubting at all. I think I agree with you. They're one of the very authentic streams of Gurbani Sangeet, you know, which we have. And surely many of the compositions will go back to that time. You know, I don't question that at all. Yeah, it's just difficult to say because so much time has passed and so many contributors along the way. And it's not wrong, you know, like it's all. Valid. You find one Shabad in Dev Gandhari Rag and in Gujri. Same Shabad. Guru Sahib's decided to have the same Shabad sung in two different reeds in different rags. So how can we say it's wrong to sing one Shabad in other rag, in other compositions? This is what been done for centuries, you know. Just as an example, you know.
It's more than just the prakar of the rag. It's obviously changed over time.
Yeah.
So if we don't know, then we don't know.
Yeah. I think my impression from what I've learned and think is Todi is a Shuddh Todi, you know. Some people sing Balas Khani Todi, Prakars, you know, Bahadri Todi, Desi Todi, you know. People's Ragis wanted to, and Rababis wanted to compose and sing other Rags also because they learned, you know, But I would assume that should the Todi is the Todi and Gujari is Gujari Todi.